That's my secret, yeah.
It's not unusual for Hollywood actors like Mark Ruffalo to weigh in on domestic politics. But why does the star of The Hulk care about Chile? Specifically, Sunday's referendum on whether or not to approve an ambitious new constitution. Earlier this week, Ruffalo tweeted that the proposal represents hope for the world.
One that has more equality and humanity and thoughtfulness in it. And so I know a lot of great people have worked on this, and the world's looking towards you as a model to address the changing climate and the need for greater democracy. So, lots of love.
And we are watching closely.
Not just actors, but hundreds of intellectuals, scientists, environmentalists, human rights activists, economists, and feminists from every continent have endorsed Chile's draft constitution, which they describe as cutting edge. One of them is Professor Ulrich Brandt.
The constitution opens a space to rethink how the economic model, the social model, the role of indigenous peoples, the role of women, etc., and should be in a society of the 21st century.
The Constitution would be the first to specifically acknowledge climate change and environmental protection and guarantee gender parity. It also introduces structural, political, and social reforms, such as guaranteed health, education, and pensions, as well as broad recognition of indigenous rights.
But while many international observers may applaud all this, plenty of Chileans like these plan to vote against the new constitution. There are many reasons, from disinformation about what it really says to fears that it is too radical, too vague, and that it will not guarantee stability in this country.
Yes.
Sebastian Edwards says the devil is in the details.
It's a very uneven, never tried in the world political system, which will create a lot of instability and uncertainty. And if there is uncertainty, there's no investment.
The Constitution has polarized Chile, even as the majority agree that this socially unequal country needs change. How much change, though, seems to be the issue. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.